in all the old familiar.
That was Billie Holiday's I'll Be Seeing You.
Hello and good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, wherever you are in your day. Welcome back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. It's your host and favorite scholar, Tiara, and I'm so excited to welcome you all back today. Warning parents at home, you may want to listen to this episode first before sharing it with your kids. I do not own the rights to any music, videos, or quotes used in this podcast today. Did you know Cicely Tyson, who we just discussed a few podcasts ago, worked alongside Maya Angelou in the film Roots? Although Black History Month has just been concluded, I feel like the trend is to go along with whatever is current, and history is always current. Therefore, I felt it absolutely necessary to end these Black History segments I've created for you with none other than the late Maya Angelou. I also want to continue with Today in History reminders because history is always being reflected in our current society. Today in History, Howard University becomes an accredited school in Washington, D.C., expanding its schools to offer liberal arts and medical programs. Personal fact, I actually wanted to go to Howard once upon a time, but my mother was like, "Oh, you want to go to Howard? Isn't that really a prestigious school? You really think you're smart enough to get in there?" Not that that discouraged me. It actually just made me aim for higher pursuits. And then I was like, you know what? I can go to Stanford, actually. And now I've just decided to be a writer after COVID-19. Speaking of prominent writers and authors, for those of you who don't know, Maya Angelou was many things. Angelou was a best-selling author, a famous poet, civil rights activist, and a highly sought-out speaker. Her career lasted more than 50 years. I was first introduced to Angelou in my 7th grade history class. Mr. Hill assigned her first book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I remember reading this book at first thinking, like, why did he assign this? I don't really understand what's happening. But then I came across that scene in which Angelou was raped. And I remember feeling like so connected with her because I didn't know that kids were, like, it was, you know, not popular, I don't want to say, but I didn't know that kids were raped a lot. I thought I was just, like, kind of one of the few, you know, and I wasn't even raped as a child. I was actually molested, but raped as a adult later in life. And so I felt so connected being a child, reading about another child who was raped. I felt like, oh, I'm not alone. And I used her writing to help me fill that void of aloneness. I would find myself enthralled in her many books and her poetry. Two of my favorite poems of hers is Still I Rise and In and Out of Time. These poems gave me hope as a struggling adolescent child. Angelou writes with great power, imagery, and emotion, and it really draws you into her story, making you feel like you are inside of her palm yourself. Angelou is deeper than the currents of the Atlantic Ocean. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings was released in 1969 and remained on the New York Times bestselling list for the following 2 years. That's what's going to happen with my autobiography. It's going to remain on the New York Times bestselling list for the next 2 years after I release it. Angelou's books are still required reading today. I feel like that was a lot of information, so we're going to take a quick break.
Places that this heart of mine embraces. All day through, in that small cafe, the park across the way.
Maya Angelou was born Margaret Johnson, April 4th, 1928, actually. She got her name from her older brother, Bailey, who was unable to pronounce her name. Instead, he called her Mai. The two siblings read a lot, having nothing else to do. Bailey read a book about the Maya Indians and started to call his sister Maya instead of Mai. The name stuck, and she began to call herself Maya. Angelo's upbringing was drastically different than the American children we know today. Her mother and father placed her and her older brother, she was three, her brother was five, on a train all the way to Arkansas from LA. And they made it safely. They had tags on them which read property of Annie Baxter, which was Angelou's grandmother. And she was the only black woman at the time to own her own store in Arkansas. Stamps, Arkansas. Among many accomplishments, Angelou was the first African-American to be a cable car conductor working in San Francisco. Did you know she lied about her age and job experience on her application to get that job? If not, I encourage you to read I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, as she unveils all the details of that. Angelou's resume is quite an extensive one, especially given her incredible speaking abilities. Angelou was the first African-American and female to recite a poem at a presidential inauguration. In 1993, reading her poem On the Pulse of Morning at Bill Clinton's inauguration. I actually watched a talk show about her discussing this experience, and she said it was such an out-of-body experience that she was actually inside the poem herself, and that if she not had been, she would have fainted. She felt like this was quite an honor and privilege to speak at a presidential inauguration. Angelou went on to accomplish another first by being the first African-American woman to write a screenplay, Georgia, Georgia, in 1972 that would be on television. Angelou worked alongside other prominent African-Americans like Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. before the two died. Did you know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. died on Maya Angelou's 40th birthday? Angelou didn't celebrate her birthday for years after his death. Instead, she would just remain in close contact with Coretta Scott King. On her birthday every year, she would just call her and talk about her and send her flowers. Let's take another break because I know that was a lot. Let's continue to smile through this break as well. And a matter of fact, while we're on our break, I encourage you to go to Apple Podcasts and drop a comment about this podcast in particular. It's easier to do it while you're listening to me. That way you won't forget. Yes, let's continue to smile. And I hope you drop that comment for me on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't, please do so now as I continue to tell you more about Angelou. Angelou is greatly remembered for her ability to communicate, painting the most beautiful pictures with her words. She is one of the best writers, having successfully written 7 autobiographies, volumes of poetry, and countless essays. Angelou has won many awards like the 2010 Presidential Honor of Freedom, 1991 Langston Hughes Medal, the 1994 Spin Guard Medal, which Cicely Tyson also won the same year, and myriad of other awards. I didn't get to all of Maya Angelou's accomplishments, so I encourage you to research her on your own. Keep her words alive by reading her books and poetry aloud. You can listen to a variety of her talk shows, speeches, and more by typing in her name for free on YouTube. There were so many other prolific African Americans I wish I could have discussed, like Bobby Hutton, Mary Jackson, Thurgood Marshall, Kenneth B. Clark, Shirley Chisholm, Josephine Baker, Ernie Davis, and a lot more. If you do not know who any of these African Americans are, I implore you to rewind this podcast and Google the names of them and find out who they are. I'm glad I got to teach you more about influential leaders like Madam C.J. Walker, Frederick Douglass, Les Brown, Billie Holiday, and a few others. Every person serves a greater purpose here, no matter your race, sexual orientation, or moral beliefs. It's our duty to make the best life possible, not just for ourselves, but for all those people that will go helpless without our help. It's no mistake that out of all the 250 spermicides competing for life, that you were the one who was produced. There are abilities you have that only you can give the world. Don't deny us of your amazing talents. As always, don't forget to follow me on Spotify, subscribe to me on Anchor, donate to me on Anchor. Please, please, please comment on Apple Podcasts, or you can DM me directly at Callie Green on Instagram. Sorry, my TRL Christopher Instagram account got blocked, but feel free to contact me at Callie Green, my personal account. Your feedback matters, and it makes this more of a discussion. If you leave some comments, it gives me something that I can piggyback off of for the next episode. Send me topic suggestions as well. Yesterday was my birthday, so if you haven't, I highly encourage you to cash at me at TR Tuesdays, reparations, of course. Or, like I said, just donate to me at anchor.fm/TR92. I take all late birthday gifts. I want to end today's segment with one of my favorite Maya Angelou quotes. People may forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel.